Are you wondering whether you need a niche and how to pick a niche? This is your episode. I am today revealing all the whys and hows and how to niche down so you can move forward in your business and start growing your audience on social media. Welcome to the Online Business by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and this is your mindset and marketing podcast to help you build a business next to your 9-to-5 without burning out. And most importantly, enjoying your business journey while you're making money and impact. Grab your favorite note-taking device, lean back, and get inspired. I believe that everything you need to build a business of your dreams is already within you. I have something so cool for you. I want to give you access to my free training, How to Attract the Right Client into Your Business in 2024 without depending on the algorithm only. If you are an expert in your field, you know that growing your business means attracting the right client who seeks what you have to offer. Unfortunately, most struggling entrepreneurs are focusing on crafting their offer first, but without knowing how to attract the right client, you will create content for months without getting paid. Ready to take control of the outcome and save valuable time? The link is in the show notes. Welcome back, friends. It's your host, Ivana Ivanek. I am so excited you are back listening because this is an important topic that we often like to avoid, skip, because what it comes down to when we niche down, it comes down to making a decision. And making decisions is not easy. And what feels like a permanent decision when you pick a niche, I want you to know that it's not. But we need to pick a niche. I will in a moment elaborate on the reasons why, on the strategic reasons why, but there is also one very important reason that is not about strategy, but it is more about our brain. In order to pursue something, our brain needs logic. Our brain needs as much clarity as possible. And even if you as a person would like to refuse that you don't need a niche and you want to serve the whole world, and you refuse to niche down, believe me, you will have such an easier time speaking to your audience. You will have an easier time creating content, and clarity is key. It's a fundamental for everything you do in your business. But now let's have a look from the strategic point of view why we actually need to pick a niche. And it's not permanent, right? Be reminded that we are picking a niche to grow the right audience that wants what we have to offer and who we can serve, where we are the experts in. And the person following you in your audience on social media, people will be on different stages in their lives. So not everybody will be fitting for your first offer, but there might be before, on the point before your offer, or past that point needing your offer, and anywhere in between. However, as you proceed in your business, you might be able to serve everyone on their journey with different type of offers perhaps, but it doesn't matter for the beginning because you need to have an audience and understand that not everybody will buy what you offer them simply because not everybody is there to buy, but also people are not on the right point of the journey. But we need to narrow that down and get that traffic in so we can actually figure out who are the people who want what we have to offer, right? And this is so extremely hard if you think that you need to serve the whole wide world and not only the people who you can serve 100% with your expertise. And so much easier if you narrowed it down. Speaking about it is easier, creating content is easier. Believe me, clarity is key. So let's go now to the strategic point here. You probably know, and if not, you will know now that every service and every product is marketed through three core markets, which is health, wealth, and relationships. Now, if we are looking at those markets, everybody who looks would say they are pretty much saturated. There is so much going on in the health industry. There is so much going on in the wealth industry. And there is so much going on in relationships. And by the way, relationships are not just romantic relationships, but any kind of relationship we have in terms of human interaction, which can be as well communication. And the markets are pretty much saturated. So now we have to look, or people were smart enough to look and create submarkets. Isn't that brilliant, right? So if we stick now to the market of health, what could be a submarket? I just want to give you an example so you can relate to this and play the same game for your niche. So, health. What could be a submarket? That could be nutrition. That could be fitness. That could be prevention, like disease prevention or injury prevention. Whatever comes to your mind that falls under the category health. And then if we look further, and let's pick nutrition here. We are still in a pretty much big market. Because I do agree, we all need to eat. No way. We all need nutrition to be as a human being. But if you look closer, then you can even go here more into depth. If you are a coach and you teach people nutrition, then you will not want to teach a pregnant woman, a person who needs to lose weight, a child, somebody who has diabetes, the same kind of thing, right? It is still too broad. And even if you can do it, I want to remind you and to get clear on what are you super good at? Who is the person you can serve the best? And if we now go in, let's say, somebody who wants to lose weight, this is still very broad. There are so many different kind of people who want to lose weight. Either they are overweighted or they need to lose weight to get to their competition weight. If you haven't noticed, like runners, for example, they are not super shredded and super lean the whole year round, but as they prepare for the competition, they have a nutrition plan that serves them on every stage of their training. And as they come closer to the competition, they will want to lose weight because every athlete has a competition weight. So this is very specific. Then there are people who, or let's say women, after giving birth, after having children, who want to lose weight. This is someone who needs a completely different coaching, a different approach, an entire different knowledge is here relevant, because an athlete and a mother who just gave birth, even they do both, hell lot of work, they have different needs that need to be covered. Do you see where I'm going? Do you see the value in here? So if you are a nutrition coach, a health coach who focuses on nutrition, you probably already know by now who you can serve the best. Is it the person who is sitting the entire day in an office? Is it the person who just never learned what it means to eat healthy? Is it the athlete? Is it a mother? Is it someone who is struggling with diabetes because this is a a disease people have. And in this specific area, there is such a specific knowledge needed. So now we have narrowed even more down, right? So, but even if you look now here, there are so many coaches, educators, teachers, nutritionists who are helping athletes lose weight before their competition. And here comes the secret sauce. Here comes the secret you need to find out where you can excel in your niche and set yourself apart from everybody else. Because until now, we are all the same. We are all the coaches who want to help a specific person or a specific demographic to lose weight. And I bet you have made experiences in life. You have gathered knowledge and wisdom in life, and you have developed an incredibly specific and unique approach and thinking to solving this problem. This is why you are here in first place. Does this make sense to you? This is how you set yourself apart. So now if we go back to the beginning, we don't want and we can't serve the entire world. And looking at marketing, it will get so messy and almost impossible to reach everyone who is interested or has a need in nutrition. You will be speaking to such a broad group of people, trying to reach everyone, and in the end, you will reach no one. That's why we need a niche. You want to set yourself apart as the to-go person who has the absolute solution to a specific problem a person has. And what I love to do sometimes if people then say, oh my goodness, this is just so little people. And I'm not the only one serving in this niche. So isn't that like too narrow? Because this is a fear many people have. Then I would like you to do the following. I want you to do a research on Google. There are statistics everywhere. And Google the number, for example, how many people have diabetes worldwide. I mean, this is super simple. We can serve worldwide as online entrepreneurs, mostly, as long as we can handle the time zones. But Google, for example, how many people have worldwide diabetes? Then you can downsize that if you are picking your niche in terms of gender, let's say men or women or children, despite the gender, or if you are looking for athletes with diabetes or whatever it is, there are statistics on the internet. Be creative, go and find them, and then see the number, how many people there are that suffer from the specific problem you can solve. You will be surprised, and this will get to show you that in a lifetime, you will not have the time to serve everyone. It is, even if you narrowed it down on your country, there are still so many people. Too many for one lifetime. Get yourself the logic and the clarity, do the research, and you will see you can be so at peace by picking your niche. And remember, it's not permanent. So let me give you now a few more reasons why having a niche will serve you. Now we've been speaking about us, our advantages. But let's turn now the perspective towards the people we want to serve. People will have an easier time to find you and choose for you. Let me explain a little bit further. I would like to give the example here of someone who would like to have plastic surgery and wants to have their breasts smaller, bigger, whatever. Obviously, we will go and look for a surgeon. And preferably, if you want to have a good job done, you will not go and pick a knee surgeon who is an expert in fixing broken knees. Both people have probably gone through the same education, and I bet both persons will be able to do one or the other surgery somehow. But if you want to have it done good, if you want to have that surgery done, you know, perfect, be satisfied, and you want to approach an expert, you will look for a surgeon who does plastic surgery, who does aesthetic surgery. Does this make sense? So people will have such an easier time picking you. And here it comes again. If you add your specific approach to it, your special perspective, your unique ideas, the right people who need you, who you can show 100% understanding, will pick you. This is your secret, okay? This comes down to authenticity, knowing their problem and knowing exactly how these people speak about it, how they think, how they phrase their problem, and what they all do wrong, thinking they will get to the results. And of course, I want to go back once more to clarity, because if you have your niche, you can grow your audience. Let me give you this example. If you haven't heard it yet from me, imagine your social media being a garden, a pool party, with a huge pool in the middle of the garden. You are already in the pool. You are serving the people. And serving, we will metaphorically speak of, you will be playing ball with one or two people. There is a net, and you will be throwing the ball up and down. This is the person who has already shown interest, bought your product, and ready to go. All right, so now, as you create content and you play more ball with the people, you get to know the problem, you get to know how they feel, what they do wrong in order to get to their goal. You will be speaking about this. And luckily, we have social media that allows us to reach all kind of people. So these all kind of people are the people in the garden joining the pool party, but yet not really having found their position. They don't know yet. Are they ready to play in the water? Or are they gonna take their time to decide? And this is the point I was speaking on, where people are at on their journey in their lives, right? So some people will be just, you know, forever walking around that pool and never set a toe in the water. These are those lurkers who will every now and then like something, perhaps, on your profile, but never hit follow. They want to stay out of the game. They don't want to be recognized. They don't want to play. They don't want to do nothing, okay? Then there are some people who will get a little bit more curious and be like, oh, I kind of want to be part of that game. I kind of want to belong or have the problem solved, right? But they are still not very sure if this is for them. Is it something they still want to try and get more confirmation and more validation in that specific area? So they need more confidence, basically, right? So these people would go and just sit on the edge of the pool and put their legs in and sit there, sometimes forever. These are those, by the way, who are downloading your freebie. And eventually they will jump in the pool and ask to play the game with you and with the others. Or sometimes they will be just seated forever at the pool and eventually get cold feet and get up and go back to join the crowd outside of the pool in the garden. And the whole process starts from the beginning. You see, now how big would your garden need to be? And how long would the journey need to be that people need to go to show interest in nutrition? Like, not everyone is interested in being healthy. Not every person has interest in, you know, excelling in life. And that's okay. They can stay outside the fence of the garden and this is not our niche. But those people who have common interest in your specific field, no matter if they are ready to buy, no matter if they're ready to make the change, no matter, but they will find you. They will find the gate to your pool party. And this is the people you want to have. So this is what we also call generating the traffic to your business. And you can only generate traffic if you can approach the right person. And this is definitely not everyone. I hope this is now clear to you. I want you to know that you do not have to pick a niche and keep it forever. Niches can pivot, but we need to start somewhere so you can start growing your audience, because you want to have a business. We need a fan club. You know, we need that to create that pool party. So people start mingling and they are looking at what you are doing. So they finally will make the decision either to dive right in, to sit on the edge of the pool, or go back out, whatever it is. Like, not everybody who is following will be a happy buyer. But we need to give them the chance and we need to be the person they want and need to go to. I hope you have absolute clarity here now. And I am asking you, and I desire for you, not to spend another week, month, or perhaps a year to figure that out. Make the decision, get that clarity, and go move forward, because I know that everything you need is already within you, and you know exactly which problem you can solve with your unique knowledge, wisdom, and approach. Tired of programs that leave you feeling the same? Rewire is Breathing Space's 12-week journey to unlock your true potential through breathwork. Wouldn't it be incredible to experience transformation that awakens your most authentic self and supports you on your business journey? Imagine being supported by your breath and deeply connected to your purpose. Daily breathwork practices and deep release sessions, this is the thing that changes everything. Ready to step into your power? Find the link to join Rewire in the show notes and get the 33% off as thank you for being a valued member of this fabulous community.